I'm Dina Lewis, and you're listening to As Seen by Us.
Straight to the pinnacle, rose from the bottom in intervals. Dreamed of the visuals and watch it come to life just like a miracle.
On today's episode, I'm delighted to welcome another former theater student of mine, Shailene. Shailene was not only one of my most dependable students in theater class, but also quite the comedian. And Shailene actually performs her comedy with the nonprofit organization called Stand Up Girls at the Comic Strip Live. You know, when public performances were a thing, right alongside Leslie, who you heard from in episode one. Shailene's comedic timing is so powerful, and her storytelling abilities are palpable because her wisdom is truly far beyond her, and she just has a way with making you feel like she just gets it. Shailene is now in her senior year in high school, and after her scene with me in Dominique Morisseau's Pipeline, we'll hear from her later about how her senior year of high school online is going for her and her sense of connectedness to this particular piece and how she and her senior class are choosing to remain hopeful despite the odds that our country is in. So without further ado, here is Shailene. Hi, Shay. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here on today's episode. Why don't you say hi to the people?
Hi.
I love it. That is the shyest hi that I've also ever heard out of Shay for the past 4 years that I've known her. She is not shy. Don't let her fool you with that. Anyways, are you ready to do our scene?
Yes, I am.
All right. So I'm going to be playing the role of Naya, and you're going to be playing
the role of Jasmine
from the play Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau. So here we go. Jasmine.
Hi.
Can we talk?
Okay.
I came up to get Omari.
I figured that.
He was supposed to be here. With his things. Meet him downstairs, but he's not here. Not in his room, nowhere.
Really?
You know where he might be?
Sorry, Ms. Joseph. I don't know.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Did you see him at all today?
Earlier. I saw him earlier.
And did he seem upset? Was he himself or...
I know what happened. I mean, I wasn't there. Didn't see him actually put his hands on... But I was informed. I was in class at the time. He was having a bad day, I think.
A bad day?
Sometimes somebody messes with you on the wrong day. It's like they don't know it's your last straw. But they ain't seen how many times you've been sucked out of everything you got. They go picking at you like men and be looking surprised when you knock them flat the hell out.
Jasmine.
Yes.
He's my only son, you know?
I know.
I'm not here to hurt him. I'm here because I love him, and I want to help make things all right. You understand that?
Of course I do.
So I need your help.
Miss, I don't know.
Okay. I hear that. It's just, you're the one he talks to the most. Did you know that?
Am I?
Absolutely. The most. And if he would tell anyone his plans... More than anyone in the world. It'd be...
Me?
Exactly.
Wow. That's real.
Jasmine, I don't want to make a big deal of this to the school right now. He was supposed to get his things and be waiting for me downstairs. This is our normal routine. His counselor left him to go and pack his bags. And now, no Omari. If I ask the school, they're going to sound the alarm. Make more of a problem. And then whatever trouble Omari is in, he'll be faced with more. You understand?
God, Ms. Joseph. They're unreasonable.
Okay, what does that mean?
He's not a criminal.
I know that, Jasmine. I don't think he's a criminal either. I just want to know where he is.
Sometimes people push you too far. make you feel like an animal from another jungle. Like, you don't belong even when you're here. Because they got expectations that you will go out, so you become the expectations. But it ain't born in you. Know what I'm saying? It ain't what you want to be, it's what you become. That's the crazy of friends book.
Jasmine.
He's my heart, Miss Jay. I love him.
Then tell me where he went.
I ain't no snitch.
Snitch?
I still come from what I come from. This place don't change that.
Jasmine, you know where he went.
Not exactly, anyway.
What does that mean?
I got ideas. If I'm in his head, right? But I don't know nothing for sure.
Give me some ideas.
I can't do that. Don't ask me, please, miss. I'm not his betrayer.
His betrayer? I'm trying here, Jasmine, to be calm. I'm trying not to unleash.
I don't want to see you unleash.
I know you think you're being... This isn't an act of loyalty. Not for real. In your head, maybe, but not in reality. In reality, you're sentencing him to... I need to find him.
You look real stressed, miss.
I am very stressed. He's my son.
I understand. I know what it feels like to love him hard. Believe me.
Do you?
I mean, his unpredictability is manic. It's excruciating sometimes, like nails going straight through the heart muscle. But inside, you know he's like an infant needing some kind of nurture. And there's a sweetness to him that makes you want to give it. Makes you want to give up everything to hold him tight.
Jasmine, this is not helping.
Did you ever like me, miss?
What?
When I come over, you hardly really... It's like, you're polite, but not nice. I know the difference.
I don't see what this has to do with...
I'm not trying to grill you or nothing. I was just curious. Like, if I did something wrong I didn't know about. Sat in your favorite chair once or drink the last of some juice I didn't know was near empty. Like, if it was some kind of action of mine or just my presence alone. I would understand either way. I just always wondered.
Jasmine, I don't dislike you.
Yeah, but you don't like me either, right? I mean, I don't dislike you. That's like passive-aggressive, sort of. It's not committing to love or hating. It's almost worse, like indifferent.
I don't know you well enough to... It's hard to like someone you don't know beyond a few hellos.
Someone smart and cute, most days.
Still, someone you don't really know.
Someone with a heart so big the sky couldn't hold it.
Someone I'm sure is great in her own way.
Someone definitely great in... every way.
Okay, sure.
But someone also dating your son.
My only son.
Exactly. Like the way you just said that, that was kind of like, and excuse my language, please. But it was like, yeah, bitch, that's my only son and you trying to take it from me or whatever.
And scene. Yay. Shay, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me, what is significant to you about this piece?
I think the most significant thing about it is that I can connect to where, like, when you're at a school that just gives you a lot of expectations that you try to meet, but the expectations is just, it's not that it's unreasonable, but we're not struggling, then we're not trying hard enough. Those expectations could do a lot to a person.
What exactly do you mean when you say those expectations can do a lot? What is the a lot?
Like with someone trying to meet a high expectation, even though they know it might be something that they can't achieve, it just, one, it could put them down like mentally, because if they're trying really hard for something and they just can't do it, they start doubting themselves, like maybe they're the problem. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, two, it's just, it's a lot of pressure to put on someone our age, because we already have a lot of stuff going on outside of school and like with our personal life. And sometimes kids use school as an escape. So if you have like all that pressure in the place where it's supposed to be a safe haven, it's not just the right mental thing.
Yeah, that's so real. I'm so glad like you're bringing this to light, because that's honestly, you know, why hashtag arts education is so important, because you all need an outlet, not only from the demands of the expectations of being a student at a high performing school, but also from everyday life. Like, we're in a full on pandemic right now. Can you tell us what your experience has been like with virtual learning and everything?
Adjusting from going to actual school and then like learning virtually. It's been hard, because at first we were just trying to do it for the moment. Like, it was just supposed to be something for a week or two. And then it went to a month and then 2-3 months. And then I was like, I'm beginning my last year in high school. I'm beginning senior year online. So it's like, it's just a whole different dynamic because we rely more on ourselves than we do the teachers this year in general working online, because the teacher ain't there to like push you to do your work or like remind you to wake up because you're in the middle of class or something. Like, we're home. So that's all on us. Like, we have to make sure we're up, we're ready to do the work, we're willing to pay attention even while being home. Who feels optional now?
How does that make you feel?
It's hard because there'd be some mornings where I have no motivation to get up at all, to even turn over to my phone, to sign into my phone, let alone log into a laptop and complete a day-long work. It's kind of hard.
Yeah. And I mean, as someone who had to teach virtually as well, it's hard for me because, you know, a lot of what we did in my theater class, we connected. You know, I felt like I had a personal connection with every student and we fed off of each other's energy. It is different, even from a teacher's perspective, to not be able to give a student that look through the Zoom. You know, everybody thinks I'm giving them the look.
Right.
It's awkward.
Like, you can't just directly look at somebody.
Exactly.
It's like you're just looking into the screen, like hoping that person is looking too and get the look. But it's like, maybe other people will get it too.
Yeah. Yeah, that personal connection.
You just can't do the stuff you do in school. Yeah, like, there's nothing personal about it. It's not the same thing as being in school. It's the same thing because you're doing work, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah. And even through all of this, do you think there's hope for your generation? Do you think there's hope for your senior class? Hope for yourself?
I feel like there's hope if we make it. Because
that's powerful.
There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of decisions being made regarding school. And with it being our senior year, it's hard to stay motivated because pretty much the majority of the whole senior class, we were all waiting on like prom or like graduation and stuff like that. So knowing that the two events that we've been waiting for, like our whole high school experience, might not happen. But if the senior class right now, class of 2021, we still have hope that we're going to walk across the stage. No one is accepting the fact that what they're saying right now is going to be what's going to happen. Have hope for anything is not accept like what's going on right now, because anything could change within time. Whatever we say now could change depending on how things go with COVID and stuff. So it's like, we can't just run off with the idea that it's not going to happen. Even if it might not happen, something will happen and like, something will be good. So we're not thinking about all the negatives. We're just trying to stay positive as much as we can with everything going on.
I love that so much. I needed to hear those words, not to accept what the reality is right now and still focus on the positive of what's to come. That's so good.
You're welcome, miss. Hope is what you make it. Anybody could be hopeful, because can't nobody tell you what to believe in or what not to believe in. Like, can't nobody stop you from seeing the good in things or anything. So as long as you don't stop yourself from doing that, you have all the hope you need.
Well, Shay, thank you so much for being on today's episode. We really appreciate you blessing us with your talent. And we're definitely going to want to check in on you and see how you're doing in your senior year. If you don't mind sharing, is there a social media platform you want the people to go and follow and check on you with?
I can follow my Instagram.
You don't have to.
No, it's okay. I need more followers anyways. Shay_Rose with two E's.
Got you.
That's the moneymaker right there.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Shay. It was lovely having you.
Thanks for having me, miss.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you want to hear more and become a part of our community, please find us on social media on Instagram at @as_seen_by_us. And follow us there for more cool and exclusive content. See you next week.